Man, I ain't gonna hold you. These last 2 weeks flew by fast as hell. What's going on, people? It's your boy Wuzilla. Welcome back to another episode of Thoroughbred Talks. We are now on episode 37 to start off the new year. Now, I was thinking about doing an original, or not even, I don't want to say original, but I was thinking about doing, like, you know, a Christmas one, then a New Year's one. I was like, no, because the Christmas one, I ain't gonna lie, I forgot to even upload it on time and scrapped it. And then the New Year's one, I was like, I might as well just wait until, like, that Monday or something to record it. And then drop it, because then it's kind of like a whole catch-up thing. You dig what I'm saying? Now, not gonna hold you. These last 2 weeks have been interesting, to say the least, and also fast in a bitch, and also got some questions and some things we're gonna talk about. After, like, the gaming-related stuff, I'll be honest with you. I'm probably gonna keep that, like, very minimal as far as, like, this podcast is concerned, because basically, going forward, what I'm gonna start doing with this podcast is I'm just gonna turn this podcast into just me talking about life, stories, random pop culture topics, all the other good shit, just so I could actually vent entirely. So basically shit that you will catch, like, on my live streams, I will talk about here in long podcast form, and I have to rage at a video game. As for the gaming news or, like, whatever anime or shit like that I'm watching, I'll bring that up when it's actually news that's worthwhile, worth talking about. Other than that, you'll catch, like, the full version of that shit on the RTG podcast, on the Run Those Gamers podcast. Make sure that you are listening, following, subscribed, all that good stuff, and sharing that podcast on all platforms, because damn, you can do it, as well as rating it 5 stars on all platforms. Same thing that you do with this one. Rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Spotify can rate podcasts now, so make sure you rate those things 5 stars to bring in new listeners. Now, let's go ahead and go back to Christmas. So Christmas passed all of, like, what, 3 weeks ago roughly, and I ain't gonna hold you. It's crazy to see, like, as you get older. And, like, I've been noticing it more and more, but it was, like, it dawned on me at work today that, like, even though I'm the only child, like, my mom's only child or whatever, it's hilarious to see that, like, once you get older and you get kind of get your own money and shit like that, how much less you kind of care entirely about necessarily getting anything at all, because you mostly buy everything that you want throughout the year anyway. So, like, whatever gift that somebody gets you, just appreciate, because, like, oh shit, I never knew I needed this, or I appreciate you even thinking about me. And I thought about it because my mom got me headphones. If you know your boy, I love me a good pair of headphones, a good pair of earbuds. Like, I currently have 3 different pairs, right? I got a pair that I bought, a pair that my mom gave me, and then a pair that she actually got me for Christmas. Oh, Krimmel. So I got these 2, like, little in-ear joints right here, right? Not even sponsored, but, you know, I'll holler at your boy. But I got, like, these 2 little joints right here, right? This one, the Tri-Bit, my mom got me these for Christmas, and I ain't gonna lie, they're noise canceling. I've had a lot of headphones that said they were noise canceling, but I could hear shit. I swear to God, I can't hear nobody talk to me, like, in a regular style, like, in a regular tone voice when I got these on. Like, I can't hear anything. It's lovely. Like, working out, being at work, you know, just, you know, whatever, fucking meditation, all that. These headphones are great for it. These other ones I had, they were cool. Not as much noise canceling, but it did the job. It did what they had to do. And then also got some overhead headphones. I used to use these ones for working out specifically and work. But the only thing I don't like about it, let me go ahead and put the song on repeat. The only thing I don't like about these things is, have you ever had, like, your damn ear sweat, bro, like, in this region? Like, I wear overhead headphones for, like, streaming and recording and whatnot. But when you have actual, like, ear sweat, bro, that shit is horrible. Like, when you can feel the condensation from the back of your ear to your earlobe all the way down to, like, your chin, like, the back of your jawline region, bro, that shit is ass. Like, don't, like, I love me some good overhead headphones. They're great. But ear sweat ain't where it's supposed to be at, fam. I ain't even gonna lie to you. So these new ones that my mama Dukes got me, just lovely. As well as she got me, like, a Swiss Army knife, and then I got, you know, money and other stuff and whatnot, or a couple other things and whatnot. So it was a solid Christmas. Also some bougie ass damn vodka. So quick little tidbit about me. My very first alcoholic drink, aside from, like, maybe, like, wine and champagne, like, on Christmas, I mean, like, actual, like, I don't even know how to really say it, but just some shit that you get at a bar. I've never seen nobody go to a bar and ask for champagne. Not a club, but, like, a regular sports bar in general, right? My very first drink And keep this in mind, I was young, and I'm pretty sure a lot of my listeners and whatnot were doing like as bad, if not worse than me. About, I want to say 13, 14, roughly, somewhere in that region. My first drink was vodka, like at one of my homeboys' parties and shit like that. And I was like, oh, this actually isn't that bad. I lied. It actually wasn't that. First time I actually had liquor was actually at school, in high school. No, I take that back. It was my homeboy. It definitely was. It was definitely eighth grade. So, yeah. Was it eighth grade? It had to be. Is it the eighth or seventh grade? I want to say seventh grade. It might have been seventh grade. Yeah, I think it was. No, it had to be eighth grade. It was either eighth or seventh grade. But either way, long story short, the very first drink I had was vodka. And it was just straight vodka. And I was like, oh, this is new. Immediate burn, smells like alcohol, fuck it, I'll drink it. Drank it, and I was like, okay, this is different. And then I mixed it, I think it was like my first mixed drink, and I mixed it with like either Sprite. Was it Sprite? It was either Sprite or orange soda. It was one of the two, just some random shit. And I was like, okay, this actually isn't as bad. And ever since then, I became just the quote unquote Russian in my friend group, because all I primarily drank was vodka. Go down the line, Jack and Coke is my go-to whenever I go out, for real. Unless I'm at the bowling alley, stuff like that. But if I'm at a bar or we're at a club or some shit, I'm getting a Jack and Coke. It's simple, basic, to the point. Call me an old man. Fuck you. All right, deal with that. But anyway, my mom got me some bougie ass like France vodka. It's, and listen to me carefully, it is lavender with citrus. And boy, that shit good to the bitch. So I actually have to try that, and I'm gonna get to my New Year's stuff like right now, actually. So I actually tried it for New Year's because I was basically gonna hold off on it until like this upcoming like little get together supposed to be having. But I was like, yeah, it's New Year's Eve. Why not try it out for the first time? Know what I'm saying? Bring in a new year with some new liquor. And boy, was that shit good. Cause at first I was kind of skeptical because I mean I like to smell lavender. I mean my room smells like lavender and vanilla for love of Christ, my actual walls in here are painted, except for the one behind me. But like the other walls, like in my room, are actually like a periwinkle lavenderish color or whatever. I like the color purple. Not the movie as much. That movie pisses me off for all the whatever. But that shit was good, and I was skeptical because I'm like, citrus and vodka, I've had, that's not bad. But like a lavenderish citrusy vodka, man, that shit don't sound right. And boy, was I happy to be wrong, because that shit was good. Ooh, that shit was good. Yeah, Christmas was cool. I actually got all my friends and whatnot something. Adriana, I actually hooked her up, because y'all should know by now, my homegirl Adriana, she's a Spurs fan. She's been like in the streams and a couple of my videos. I think she's been in a video. I know she's been in live streams. But she's a big Spurs fan or whatever. So I got her some like Spurs basketball shorts. The homie Max, he's a Cardinals fan. So I got him Cardinal, what do they call it? Like floor mats for his car. I got his old lady a damn star, like a book about Star Wars, like five mini short stories or whatever, because she got kids and whatnot. Also, some damn cup coasters, because, you know, you need coasters. You need coasters. For the homie Oscar, I actually got him two Destiny glasses. Those things are fire. And then I got his old lady some Night Before Christmas socks, because she's a big fan of Night Before Christmas. Gang, gang. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Everybody else, I got them something too, but y'all don't know them that well, so there's that. But and I still got a couple of their gifts, because I didn't even get to see them yet. But yeah, I basically got everybody something. They loved it, and it made me feel good, because I was like, hey, bitches. But continuing on to New Year's. So yeah, New Year's Eve passed, and my Christmas was quick, fast, in a hurry, and it was cool and chill and relaxed and all that other good shit, the way I like it. But as for New Year's, bro, not gonna hold you. So I wasn't planning on doing much. I mean, the squad was planning like on going out, and I was like, I'm good on that. I'd rather stay inside. If anything, I was like, y'all gonna meet up at the crib, I'll meet y'all there. I'm not about to go out to no club. Because here's the thing. Motherfuckers been acting stupid as fuck lately in my neighborhood. There's been like a string of burglaries, B&Es, fucking motherfuckers can't drive. I mean, they can't drive no way. But
just the whole shebang out here. And I was like, I'm not about to put myself at risk over no drink. I'd much rather go to a controlled area like somebody's crib and drink to where I could pass out on a couch and be A-OK, right? Foreshadowing. But I'm not going out. So I was planning on actually like just staying in because I forgot what I did earlier that day. I think I went to go work out. Oh, no, I came home from work. And I was thinking about just streaming and just calling it a day from there. Cause I was like, yo, if they go out, I'm just gonna stay home, stream. You know, it's whatever for real. Eventually, I got a text from them saying that we're gonna have something at the crib, come through, whatever. I was like, I was kind of in one of those moods where I was like a little depressed. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I was a little sad for whatever reason. I really couldn't figure out why. Actually, I know exactly why. I know exactly why I was sad, but we ain't gonna talk about it too much. And that ain't none of y'all motherfucking business. But I was a little sad. So like, I'll just, you know, stay in. Fuck it. It's whatever, right? But, you know, that little voice in my head said, no, we're going out. You're gonna hang out with your friends. You're gonna have a good time. You're not about to be cooped up in this room, sad, depressed, crying and shit. We're not doing that this year. You had a good end of 2021. Let's start the new year off with the homies, you dig? All right, little self, I'll listen to you. You know what I'm saying? I'll listen. Ended up getting dressed, suited, and booted. If you're not following your boy on Instagram, man, I always got to pull up my damn socials. I'll be forgetting because some of them have 36 on them, some of them don't. But if you're not following your boy on Instagram, you got to be following your boy on that Instagram. You dig what I'm saying? So, Woozilla36 on IG. You dig what I'm saying? All one word, all put togethers, all that good shit. So yeah, make sure you follow your boy on there. But yeah, I ended up posting the fit on my Instagram, and I ain't gonna lie, I was fresh, you know what I'm saying, with the white turtleneck, the chain, dig what I'm saying, the black pants, and you know, it was just something life for the hoes. I look good. So pulled up, everybody else showed up, ended up drinking a little bit, and I already went to go see my folks, because that's what I started drinking with first, because I went to go see my mom and pop, and then one of my mom's like longtime friends, I think she's like my godmother. I think I got like 3 or 4 godmothers, like 2 or 3 godmothers, I don't know. Anyways, she was over there. I brought her damn pug. I'm not the biggest fan of pugs, but whatever. But was drinking with them, was like 2 or 3 shots in, and a couple. What was I drinking when I was over there? Oh, I was drinking Malibu and orange juice or orange soda. I ain't gonna hold you. That was a fruity, tropical, delicious ass drink. I didn't think it'd be that damn good, but boy, was it fucking delicious. I'm not gonna hold you. Go ahead and try that. Just put some Malibu, some orange soda. Mix that shit up, boy. That shit was heat. That shit was hitting. And it might just because like I have a very sweet palate, like when it comes like to my drinks of choice, and then just in general, I have like a huge sweet tooth. So the sweeter the drink, the more I'll be inclined to actually drink it. It's just better. Like some people are like, oh, I only drink my shit straight. You enjoy that bitter shit. I'm going to sweeten my shit up that way I could actually tolerate it and it tastes a little better. That's just me. Let me live, and you can suck my dick if you don't want me to. Anyway. But yeah, we was drinking some Japanese whiskey, which was delicious, because I actually had it when I went to the Gordon Ramsay restaurant. We went to Vegas last year for the homie's fiance's birthday. Shit was fire. And my mom actually got the same shit somehow, and that shit was good. Had like 2 or 3 shots of that. Had my Malibu and orange juice little cocktail thing. I keep saying orange juice. Orange soda cocktail. Shit was delicious. And then went to the homie's house and then started drinking my shit, which was that bougie-ass vodka. And I mixed that with some Minute Maid. Ooh, that shit was like juice. Which is why it was dangerous. Because it went down way too smooth. I'm telling you. I'm not a professional mixologist under any circumstances. I just will try some shit, mix some shit, and if I like it, cool. If I don't, I'm gonna finish the drink and never mix it again. That's how that shit works. And this shit was good. Man, we was playing some beer pong. Shit was lit. Know what I'm saying? It was a good old fucking time. Laughing, joking, the whole shebang. And then shit went left. And let me tell you why. And this is a story about why I will never do a dab for as long as I live, and why I'm going to stick to blunts and pens. That's it. No bong, no pipe, no dab, no gas mask, no none of that. suck both sides of my balls and lick the taint. Bro, I'm not doing it. So, peep gang. And so, if y'all know my homie Max, I had to turn the music off. You know the homie Max. Been in a couple live streams and whatnot. He's always in, or not always, but he's in the chat for some of my streams and whatnot. That's my dog. Grew up together, went to middle school together, the whole shebang. That's my mans. This motherfucker is a professional smoker. Not me. I just started all of a couple years ago, for real. Like, literally a couple years ago. Like, off and on. You know, I'll do it at a function or some shit like that. And primarily if he's the one supplying, because I don't trust nobody else's shit but his, because I know he ain't going to give me no bullshit, right? Because that's family. So this motherfucker's been doing dabs for like a minute. I've never experienced. I've seen what it does to people. I mean, this man had a birthday party when he was, I want to say, for his 20th or 19th or something like that. Had one of the homegirls do one. He was dry heaving for like 30, 40 minutes and ended up throwing up. I was like, I don't want no parts of that. Adriana, another one, took a big ass hit from one. And I never, and y'all have heard me clown her for this. She's not the most athletic person, but in that one instance, she became fucking fucking prime Eddie George, bro, because I ain't never seen nobody stiff arm a damn bar stool to get to the restroom. So again, every experience I've seen with these dabs, aside from like Max, didn't go good. If you was not a pro, you don't touch it, right? That was my assumption. So this fucker, I was like, hey, you want to do a dab? I'm like, bitch, no, because I've seen what it does to people. I'm good, right? He's like, come on, it'll be the bitch. I'm like, I'll be a bitch today. I'll be that. He's like, it's not even going to be that big, bro. It's going to be like a little small, tiny one. And what he gave, what he showed me was something, at least to me, was incredibly tiny. To me, it looks small, right? This bitch set me up with some shit that I guess was for the moderate smoker, to which I'm not. Again, I'm in my probably my sophomore season when it comes to this shit. So what he essentially gave me, y'all see this damn nail clipper? Yeah, this right here. So I guess he gave me something that's about this size right here, roughly, like where that hole is. I didn't know. So he puts the shit in. I take the hit because I've never done it, but it guides me through the instructions. Take the hit immediately. Oscar's old lady walks in, says, you set him up. That was big as shit. And immediately started coughing. Hard than a bitch. But it wasn't that bad of a cough. I'm talking about like I wasn't off. I mean, like I wasn't like getting ready to throw up a dry heave or nothing like that. I was just. But here's where shit went wrong. Right? As soon as I hit it, I immediately felt like I was floating. I didn't feel my feet no more. All I felt was literally torso, thighs, calves and chin, ankles and below, gone. So I'm like, oh, I'm high. So I've been high before. I'm like, okay, I'm high. This acted fast as shit, but I'm just a little high. Let me go sit down. Steak number one. So I sat down. I was like, okay, I'm tired. Max is like, you high yet? I was like, yeah, a little bit. Not too much. So he's like, give it a sec. Literally within about 15 to 30 seconds, bro, the entire room got mad quiet. And I couldn't hear anything. Couldn't even see nobody walking. Because somehow I'm high as shit and dozing off. This fucker, Max, just pulls up right next to me. And is like, you good? I didn't even know he left the kitchen and came to the living room where I was sitting at. Because to me, he was still in the kitchen. This fucker apparently walked all the way around, came to the couch, was like, you good? I'm over here like, how the fuck you get here? He's like, oh, he's high as fuck. I'm like, but nigga, how'd you get over here though? And then I started giggling. And I was like, yeah, I'm tired. I'm about to go to sleep. He's like, you about to go to sleep? I'm like, yep, I'm tired. He's like, come on, bro, stay. I'm like, nope, fuck you. I'm going to sleep. Here's the thing. Even when I'm high and or drunk, I know I have enough cognizance and enough fucking sense to realize that A, I just want to go to sleep, and B, what I'm doing and where I am and shit like that, right? So you ain't never going to hear a story about me doing some wild shit that I didn't intentionally want to do. Alcohol and or the weed just gave me more courage to do something. That's literally it. It's not that I didn't know better, because I probably did know better, which is why I know when to go to sleep or to just chill the hell out and just go to sleep. All ends lead to me sleeping. There's no end that leads to me fighting a motherfucker, trying to shoot somebody, go drive, nothing. All ends lead to me sleeping on a couch, on a bed, or on a floor somewhere. In a controlled environment. Like, that's all that, all signs lead to that. So I'm responsible. I got a long life to live. But this fucker's talking to me, and I'm still literally can't open my eyes that much. I probably got one eye open. I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, I'm about to go to sleep. And then his old lady walks in, and then Oscar's like sitting on like the other couch or whatever. He's looking at me, he's like, bro, just go ahead and just lay down on the couch and go to sleep. I was like, all right, say less. Yeah, I kicked my motherfucking shoes off, took my glass off, and crashed the fuck out. Now, to me, what passed by was an hour or two, when in reality, what passed by was 15 fucking minutes. Because, oh yeah, by the way, I did get to say Happy New Year to everybody, take a shot, that whole thing. It was great. But this is about like maybe 1 o'clock in the morning now, right? So I think that it's like 3 or 4 in the morning. So I think, oh shit, I gotta get ready to go home in like a few hours, right? Only 15 minutes passed because his old lady is smacking me on my foot, telling me to wake up. I'm like, what the fuck going on in here? And she's talking to me, right? And y'all have heard the damn Charlie, like what it sounds like when Charlie Brown's parents talk to him. Wah, 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 wah. That's what it sounded like for like the first 3 minutes of her speaking to me. Cause I'm literally staring at her head the whole time, trying to focus and listen and figure out what language she's speaking. I couldn't figure it out. But y'all remember that damn mission on Call of Duty where it's all like, get up, soldier. We must keep going. That shit from Modern Warfare, that's what was happening to me. Where my ears were ringing, shit was going on. I didn't know what was happening. She was speaking German. I understood French. Shit was just everywhere. So I finally ended up getting enough sense to stare at her long enough and be like, what you want me to do? He's like, go upstairs. You can sleep in our room. And I'm like, what room? And Max is laughing because, again, I'm high as shit. Oscar's giggling because I'm high as shit. Their old ladies are concerned about me. I'm like, I'm fine as long as I'm around my peoples because they ain't going to let shit bad happen to me, right? I already know I'm safe. They can laugh at me. I don't really give a shit. But she's like, you go sleep in our room. And Oscar's like, no, you need to sleep in our room or their room. It really don't matter. I'm like, okay. When I tell you it took me so long to get up off that couch because it felt like I was in a pool of like pillows on that couch, I couldn't get up. So I finally got the fuck up after maybe like 5-10 minutes of me struggling, stood up, looked around, and they put a blanket on top of me because, like I said, my people give a fuck. We give a fuck about each other. I forgot I asked them for a blanket, and I was sleeping with a motherfucking blanket patch the fuck out. I literally had the blanket in my hand like it was my blankie on some dill from the fucking Rugrats type shit. This is my blanket, he's coming home with me. They're like, no, just leave the blanket down here. We got a blanket upstairs. I'm like, okay. I went upstairs and I had a literal 10-minute talk with myself that they didn't hear, surprisingly enough, about which room I was going to sleep in, because on one end, I mean, both of the old ladies got kids, right? I'm like, but Oscar old lady got the kid, the dog, all that in that room. And I was like, I don't know what their room looked like. I don't want to walk in there and see some drawers and a purple dildo or something. I don't want to see that. Too high for that shit. I'll fuck around and make a flag out of that shit and throw it at Oscar just for being an asshole. Just cause. So I was like, I'm gonna go to Max in his old lady room because I know that shit at least somewhat more organized and concise, because room ain't as big as master bedroom. And I know they got a blanket up in that bitch somewhere. Yeah, I'm gonna go in there. So I went in there, right? Laid down, put the blanket on top of me. Again, what I felt was 3 to 4 hours only turned out to be 15 minutes. Because in that 15-minute span, roughly, I hear the door open. To which paranoia kicks in. Because I'm like, why is the door opening? It should just be me in here. Completely forgetting that I'm in a whole other room and I don't live there no more. But fuck it. And I'm like, who's in here? Max turns on the light. He's like, bro, you sleep? I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm awake. And he just started laughing. And that nigga was like, all right. Well, he's all like, well, my girl sent me up here because I started dozing off too. I was like, God damn, she got you up here too. He's like, man, shut the fuck up. And I didn't realize I done busted slob all, bro. You guys, peep game people. You guys, how sleepy you had to be to have busted slob so much so that it gets from your damn chin all the way up to your damn ear. I had a complete slobbery ass cheek right here, bro. Because I didn't realize I somehow fell asleep, arm all the way out, fucking bicep all on the lips. And I was essentially just rolled over and just rolled slob all on a nigga ear. I had an entirely slobbery ass cheek. Shit was gross in hindsight. I'm trying to wipe it off my damn turtleneck. I'm like, this shit ain't working because I'm high. So I think that I'm still drooling. So I just give up and I literally go back to sleep with my turtleneck over my damn mouth because Max falls asleep on the floor. So I just go to sleep with my turtleneck over my mouth. And then eventually, maybe 10 minutes pass or like an hour or two. I think finally an hour passes. His girl comes upstairs all like, hey, you can sleep on the couch. Everybody left. I'm like, I bet. Went to sleep on that couch. And shout out to Oscar's old lady. Alex, you the homie. You know what the fuck going on. Same thing with you, Priscilla, a.k.a. Mama. Y'all know what the fuck going on. But, yeah, bro, I go back downstairs. Alex like, bro, you are high as hell. I was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, Max hit you. I'm like, he's a dick. I'm not surprised he did. And then she was like, well, you know, here's a pillow, blanket, or whatever. And here's why I fuck with Alex tough, bro. Because every time I pass out at their damn house, that woman gets me a blanket and tucks my ass in. Normally, I'm too high or fucked up to do it myself. Normally. So she tucks your boy in, and I go to sleep. Immediate sleep. Woke up the next day. It was like 9 o'clock, bro. 9 o'clock, and I wake up. And just walk out the house because I was woken up to the sound of people getting their cheese clapped. But we ain't going to talk about that. I mean, at this point, me going to sleep at that house, somebody's fucking it. Never. You know what? I'm about to get in too deep with this shit. If they hear this podcast, they're going to bring it up. Fuck it. Somebody's always fucking at that house. Anyway. So, yeah, I left, went back home, and I'm not going to hold you. When I got home, bro, my bed has never looked so damn voluptuous in my life. I literally came home. Ass naked, because if you don't sleep naked in your own house, I can't trust you. You got a certain level of insanity and ops that I don't want to know about. So I stripped butt naked and went to sleep for 3 hours, bro. I was pissed. I went to bed at 9, woke up at 12, and I went to my parents' house like at 12:30, bro. But that was basically like my New Year's. I'm not gonna hold you. It was impeccable, bro. I'd do it again, except for the dad part. So I gotta stay up later to fireworks and throw poppers at people, but you know, it is what it is. But all in all, I had a great time. I had a magnificent time. It was fun. That was definitely a way that I like to bring in my New Year's with some good sleep, good vibes, and laughs. And that's basically what you want to do on your New Year's, for real. I'm happy that I didn't listen to my bitch ass depression, because he's a fuck nigga, and actually go out and hang out with the fam, because it was the most fun I had in a while. Granted, I usually have fun with them all the damn time because we used to play games and shit like that. But it was real dope to actually unwind and fully let loose and just, you know, chuck up the deuces to 2021, because it wasn't that bad to me, but it could have been a lot better. I had a grand old fucking time, man. That was my New Year's and it was fun. And I hope y'all New Year's was good too. Like, I hope y'all holidays was fun, because my holidays, like the end of year off, was great. Like, it was just great for real. Like, I literally can't complain. Now we're coming into 2022, and shit's already starting to come out interesting. Your boy's about to hit 1K on TikTok pretty damn soon. So if you're not following me on TikTok, I don't know what the hell you're doing with your life. I should have to plug in my damn socials as damn much. If you are listening to the podcast and following me on all my damn social platforms, I shouldn't have to do this. But if you're not following me on TikTok, it is at Woozilla. All underscore, all one word. You know what the fuck going on. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm currently sitting at 922 followers on TikTok. So by the time I upload this and whatnot, make sure you follow your boy, because we about to hit 1K. That's about to be the first damn platform where I've hit 1K. Where I've hit like the 1K mark on any of my socials, from Twitter, Instagram, my Facebook page, YouTube. All that shit. This is the first platform where I've actually hit 1K finally. So make sure y'all follow that damn page. We about to run it up. But starting on 2022, right? Y'all already know the calendar shit or whatever. Also, RIP to Betty White. She recently passed. That shit sucks dick. case y'all didn't know, I found out this fact that was really interesting about Betty White. So, like, I guess she had a show or something like that before, like, Golden Girls, where she had, I think it was, like, a black tap dancer or singer, something like that, on her show. And people are like, this is, like, you know, back in super racist, like, think, like, 30s, 30, like, 40s or 50s? Something, hold up, I gotta look this up. Because it was something insane. It was like the 30s or 40s or something like that. Let me look it up. There we go. Yeah, it was in 1954. I knew I wasn't crazy. I guess she had like a tap dancer or like some type of a performer or whatever who was black on her show or whatever, right? And it got a whole bunch of hoopla because this was back in the 50s or whatever. And she basically told them, fucking deal with it. He's a human like everybody else. And this is my show. You don't like it, don't watch, basically eat a dick. And it ended up getting canceled like soon thereafter or whatever. But that was dope. So RIP to Betty White, because she's always been down for the cause. And I fucked with her. Actually, there's like, you know what's crazy to think about? There's like maybe a good handful of like white, like white celebrities that like black people as a whole fuck with. And we're like, you can talk shit about all the other ones, but these few, they cool. Fuck off with that bullshit. Like, you got Betty White, Gary Owen, Tony Hawk. Like, especially Tony, because I seen that damn meme where it was all like, when the race war happens, I gotta kill Tony Hawk. And it was that damn face from Wesley Snipes on what was that movie? New Jack City. It was that joint. And Tony Hawk tweeted, said, "I appreciate the pause." Like Eminem. Like, there's like a handful like white celebrities where like the black community's like, yeah, nah, they straight. They straight. All y'all motherfuckers gotta prove it. So that's pretty, I'm not gonna lie. RIP Betty White. That shit sucks, cause she died at 99. She didn't get to hit 100 yet, which is kind of bullshit, but whatever. So 2021 ended on bullshit, and then 2022 started on something interesting. So if y'all don't watch football or anything like that, I'm a moderate fan. Like, my favorite team is the Pittsburgh Steelers. You should know this by now. Antonio Brown, right? A really good receiver, a great receiver at that, but something's not right with him. I don't know what, but this man has became a spectacle again. So if y'all don't know, he plays for Tampa Bay Buccaneers, won a Super Bowl with them, yada yada yada. But recently, on Sunday, their game against the damn New York Jets, this man literally quit in the middle of a game. I think it was like at the end of the second quarter or towards the end of the second quarter, right? This man is on the sideline taking off his jersey and his gear and throwing it in the stands and whatnot. This man literally took his shit off, threw it on the sideline, and I think one of the other wide receivers, number 13, like, bro, what are you doing? Like, chill out. We still got a whole game to play, blah, blah, blah. He wasn't hearing none of that shit. Took all this shit off, threw it on the sidelines, took his damn undershirt off, threw it in the stands, took his gloves off, threw them shits in the stands, and proceeds to just basically jump around and then leave the damn stadium, right? Nobody knows what caused this shit. Nobody knows why he did it. There's a whole bunch of speculations. I don't like speculations. I like cold, hard facts. I don't like to function in that whole realm of, oh, well, it could be CTE. Oh, well, because, you know, he has something in his contract. Oh, I need cold, hard facts, bro. I need facts. I don't like moving off fiction, guesses, or rumors, because I'm not going to lie, that's some high school shit, and I'm not doing it. That's what a lot of these damn articles and news sites will do. They'll just run off hearsay and not actual facts. So, I don't know. All I can say is, whatever the brother's going through, I hope he can get some type of help or something, or somebody's in his corner getting this man right, because that was just weird to see. Funny as shit, though, not gonna lie to you. I definitely got a healthy laugh looking at that shit, because like, we seen somebody quit. I think Buddy quit a year or two ago who played for the Broncos, and he quit at least during halftime, like in the locker room, packed his shit and just left. Like, he just retired on the spot, and he said that it was because his body was just done, because I actually read the article about it. His body was just done. He said he couldn't take it no more. Like, because when you're in the NFL, you're never playing at 100%. like your body has constant wear and tear, you're on constant pain medication, you know, you're on shit to numb the pain, dull the pain, like you're never playing at a full 100%. And you can look up articles about this shit. Former NFL players talk about it, like they be heavy on like pain numbing medication, or like not morphine, but the shit that's kind of like it. What's it called? Like Sudafed or something like that? It's some shit. But they're on that shit. So he basically just said, I'm done with all this because he's tired of his body aching. We have no idea why Antonio Brown quit. This motherfucker literally left during the game. Like the game was still going and he literally just left. And he was in a video with his Uber driver. And then today, at the time of recording this podcast, was January 3rd. I think the Grizzlies played today, either today or yesterday. Had to be today. This man was sitting courtside at a Grizzly game. Bro, I don't know what's going on with him. But I... Hey man, it is what it is, bro. 2022 is already starting off rather fucking interesting. If that's like already the headlining top story, that this man just said, fuck the game, I quit, hold both of these nuts, and just leaves, man. Like, I don't know what the hell else we got in store for us for the rest of this year. Because that was interesting. It wasn't no tragedy, nothing sad. It was just funny. So hopefully. We can continue on this trend of at least entertaining spectacles and not bullshit. That's what I'm hoping for 2022, bro. Because this COVID shit, I'm not going to lie, it's still mad depressing. We've been dealing with the shit now for what? 2 years straight now? Because it happened, like, we was like on lockdown 2020. Had to be. Or like end of 2019 or 2020. Nah, it was 2020. Because I was in Vegas in 2019. So yeah. Like 2020, 2021, and then now, and then that shit's ramping back up. All the cases are coming, are like going sky high because it's Omarion variant, bro. Like, shit's real out here. I say that and immediately cough. Yeah, I got that shit too, apparently. But I would just recommend y'all motherfuckers stay safe, protect yourself. Man, because shit's real. I don't want to hear about one of my followers, subs, or anything like that catching COVID and passing away. I wouldn't want to hear none of that. That shit would bother the hell out of me. I'm not going to lie to you, because I fuck with y'all, because y'all fuck with me. But I did get a question by the homie Biggie. I actually need to start posting this like on all my social media platforms. I only posted to Twitter. My Twitter is not as active as I would like it to be. But this man Biggie gave me a damn question that I thought was pretty damn funny, but he ain't shit because I think it's was love line on my name. Now, this man Biggie asked me, let me pull it up. There it is. This man asked me, what's it like, or how does it feel being a thot? So first off, Biggie, fuck you. Second off, I'm not a thot, okay? I'm single. That's where it's at. I'm single. I literally got out of a relationship with the woman who I was with for 10 years, roughly. And thankfully, because I don't like ending shit without at least saying that I gave it everything, even during the breakup process. And I mean by like end it on a way that we both actually have some type of middle ground and understand that the shit just didn't work out. Both ends could have did things better, but at the end of the day, we both have to do what's best for us and not live or not try to make some shit work just to make it work, right? That's basically where I was at with the shit. Because the shit was ugly. We definitely had some ugly moments and some shit that I'm pretty sure we wish we could both take back. Nothing domestic or any shit like that, but you know, like just the arguments, the yelling and that type of shit is fucking corny to me. Like I really wish that in some situations I actually had the mentality that I do now to have been able to keep my composure and just not let my emotions get the best of me to where I'm literally sweating profusely because I'm getting so damn agitated, and to where we're in a damn fucking shouting match or whatever. Shit's corny, no place for it. That's why I don't accept or tolerate that shit now, because I just dealt with that shit for a hot minute. Anyways, I digress. But now we're at a more peaceful, you know, cordial state, which is cool. I just got off topic. But yeah, literally left the relationship with the woman who I thought I was gonna marry, and now I'm single. And because I'm single, you know what I'm saying, I could do whatever the fuck I want to do. And I mean, whatever the fuck I want to do. So if I want to talk to another female, and you know what I'm saying, then I could, you know what I'm saying. And I'm, you know what I'm saying, so I don't feel like it no more. But basically, that's kind of what it is. Like, they love to give me shit because I'm not gonna say give me shit. They love to make fun of me, more or less, because, you know, I'm basically living the single bachelor, I guess, life or whatever, however the fuck you want to call it. I'm like, bro, this is just some shit that I never got the chance to do for at least a good majority of my 20s, because I was in a whole fucking relationship. Like, literally, like, my entire, like, 20s, I was in a relationship. All of my 20s, I was in a whole relationship. So, like, I'm basically doing shit that I didn't get to do then. And I was all like, I'm just going to enjoy it, because for as fun as a single life is, quote unquote, being a thought, fuck you, Biggie. For as fun as it is, I'm not gonna lie to you, this shit for the birds. I mean, I'd much rather be in a relationship, and I'm not gonna say that I'm not open to a polyamorous relationship with two women. I think that'd be pretty damn fun, because not only can I keep them entertained, they can keep each other entertained, and then I get two entire bags of that feminine energy, dig what I'm saying, and they get some of this masculine energy, as well as a damn comedian, and then a porn star, all the good shit. They get all that, and then I get all that, and then it's like a healthy trade, and then I cook clean. I basically survive by myself, but I'm gonna have women that can cook and clean. This is a big ass happy household. You know what, I'm gonna go ahead and just stop getting on into this. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna trigger somebody with that, but I really don't give a shit. But yeah, I wouldn't say I wouldn't be open to it. I just doubt it'll happen, because like a lot of women that I talk to now, or that I converse with in general, not even like just talk to, but like just like on regular conversations type shit, not really open to it. They don't really like it. They like the traditional one man, one woman thing, and I completely understand it. I'm open to that too. Either way, I want a relationship where I got a woman who puts in the same amount of effort and energy that I put into relationship, as well as has her own goals, dreams, and hobbies she wants to accomplish, and respects the fact that I have my own dreams, goals that I want to accomplish, and she has her shit together, both mentally and emotionally. I have my shit together mentally and emotionally, and we basically add to each other's lives instead of taking away from each other's lives type shit, or try to have this person build us up when we should already be built to some degree. You dig? Because relationship, you're supposed to just add on to and just make each other better, not have to raise and build this person like they're your child. Fuck that. That's what your parents are for. That's what therapy is for. That you can figure out yourself. That way you accept no less than what you know you're worth. That's a bar. Take that to the bank with you. But yeah, that's basically kind of where I'm at in my life right now. I mean, when some of my friends found out that I was like single, they're like, holy shit. It's like, yeah, shit's boring as hell. I'm not going to lie to you. But I've been only child, so itty what itty, I'll figure out everything else. But the biggest question, what's it like being a thought? I'll be honest with you, shit's boring. Just to give you a straight answer, it's boring as shit. I mean, yeah, sure, I could talk to whatever girl I want to, do whatever the fuck I want, this, that, and third. That's fine and fucking dandy. But to be real with you, I'd much rather be in a relationship in some way, shape, or form. But I'm in no rush either. Don't get it twisted. I'm not in no rush to try to get tied down immediately, because nah, you don't just leave 10 years, be single for a year, and okay, I'm good. No, I'd much rather just fully play the field and figure out what I like and what I don't like, because I know what I don't like. I want to figure out some new shit that I might like, because you never know. Like, I might find somebody who's super into fucking soccer, and then her entire interest in soccer intrigues my interest into learning what soccer is all about, that whole type shit. She might be into Star Trek or some weird shit like that. I say weird, so I'm into Star Wars or Star Trek. Yeah, I said it. Gang bang over here. But she might be into that, and I might get into it. Hell, she might be way more into anime than I am, which, that'd be dope. Or some shit like that. Or she might be super artsy. I like art. You like art. Put me on game about your favorite mediums. Shit like that. But I'm not tolerating none of the bullshit. I'm just not. What's like being a thought is boring, but it is what it is. I'm just doing my thing and just chilling for real. But a situation or the opportunity arises, then I'm gonna rise to the occasion. I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and do with that information as you will. Last little tidbit that I got for y'all is,
I'm adjusting a lot of like my uploading content schedules and shit like that for as far as like YouTube and shit like that's concerned. I'm basically going to try to dial it down that way I can upload more quality stuff across my main channel and shit like that, and as well as actually give myself enough time to really decompress and like plan out this shit, because I've been doing it the wrong way for like the past 2 years, just going gung-ho trying to just do everything and just try to figure it out as I go, in the sense of just upload, and then try to fit in some shit. So I'm gonna try to take at least like the weekends or like maybe a day out the week off to where I can just fully map shit out, upload, stream, edit that whole shit, and then just go on that schedule. I'll figure it out, but I just figured I'd let y'all know that way in case there goes like a dry spell where y'all don't see anything for like a week or something like that. It's because I'm working on the shit for that following week. Other than that, folks, that's about all I got. If you have any questions or anything like that that you would want me to answer, talk about, whatever in the next podcast, you can go ahead and DM me them joints on both Twitter at Woozilla36, capital W, you know what I'm saying, Woozilla36 on Twitter. You could also ask me this shit at Woozilla on TikTok. Make sure you follow me on there because we're hitting 1K this year. You could also ask me a question on Instagram or whatever. You can DM me a question on Instagram at Woozilla36 on that, and also in the YouTube comment section and things of that sort. And when I say you ask me a question, y'all can literally ask me whatever question y'all feel like asking me. For the love of God, you just heard Biggie ask me what it's like to be a thought, to which again I say fuck you, Biggie. But with that being said, folks, I hope you guys have had a great start to your new year. I hope y'all actually stick to whatever plans or resolutions you got. Reason why I don't talk about my resolutions is because it's none of your fucking business. I mean that with all respect, but it's none of your business. My resolutions are for me and myself, and I'm going to hold myself accountable and hold myself to them, and y'all will just see what they were towards the end of the year when I share them, because I'm going to accomplish them shits. But make sure y'all be more kind to yourself, drink water, brush your tongues, and rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Share on all platforms. I know you got them. Your boy Woozilla, and I'm gone. Y'all be easy.